This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
From the text line, ever since Scott said the Royals can't make the postseason, they have imploded. Don't you dare try to pin that on me.
Okay, but like, we're at number 7 in a row, aren't we?
Yes. Luckily, Minnesota's tanking at the same time.
Well, but we're down to the wire where if a couple of teams zig and we zag, not going to be good.
We need to zag because we've been zigging way too much.
I'm looking up their remaining schedule now. They don't have any more home games.
I thought a couple weeks ago it was just over. Like, we're in the playoffs. And, like, somebody was like, I would slow your roll thinking that. Because, well, like, there is a scenario under which, and it would be the most dire of scenarios, where we do nothing but lose out, and a couple of teams do nothing but win out, and then bye-bye.
And that's exactly what we're seeing play out, yeah.
Because our remaining games are 3 against the Nationals. It's not like I'm on the team. So they play the Washington Nationals, who are currently, let's take a gander, they're in the National League. Nationals are, where are they? Oh, they're in 4th place in their division. And then they wrap up with the Braves, who are in 3rd place and doing pretty well in their division. Let's see who the Twins have.
All right, while you're looking that up, did you see that darling Carson Steele? You know how much I love him.
Man, he's getting a lot of playtime.
Oh, my gosh. I told you guys he was going to be the newest star, and he is. Did you see his family did not attend the Chiefs game because they were all, and I mean all, attending his sister's wedding?
Oh, yes. I heard them on the broadcast talk about that.
And you know why they couldn't move the wedding is all of the nuptials were planned for a whole year back when no one thought he was going to be playing. He was the undrafted free agent. They didn't know he was going to be an NFL player.
Ye's of little faith.
He's supposed to be in the groomsman's party.
Huh.
And so they watched the game. There were videos of this all over social. We're at the wedding party after the wedding. Yeah. The Chiefs game is up on the board and they're all watching the game.
That was awesome.
Oh, my gosh. It was so much fun.
Does he not have his alligator here in Kansas City with him? Because I was seeing posts of his gator back at home.
I wonder if it's – I don't know what the rules say about that, Sam. I mean, is it –
Crocky J, by the way,
legal?
Is his name.
Crocky J.
Is it legal?
No.
Were you on social last night at all, though, after that one call that should have been a call that wasn't a call? I'm telling you, the people out there don't like the Chiefs.
Oh, they are.
Is this breaking news?
Oh, my gosh.
They are convinced that we have bought the refs.
Well, I will tell you, you have to be honest, Sam. When you go back, even Dana understands that should have been a call.
However, they did have 3 in a row after that were heavily in their favor that should not have been
calls. Right, that was makeup call. That was makeup because the refs, I think, were like, oh, God. There was a meme last night that said, your 2 Kansas City Chiefs ref, and it showed the refs like in red and white instead of black and white.
Black and white, yeah.
Oh, that memes are going around everywhere.
People
right
are
now.
Angry.
I watched that play and immediately said, they are making memes as we speak for the Chiefs bought the refs.
See, and my weekend, it didn't stink. It was a good weekend. But sports-wise, I wish Sporting had done what the Royals did for Saturday.
Yeah.
And I thought that they were, the Royals moving it up to 410 or whatever it was on Saturday, I thought they were being a little overprotective, right?
Yeah.
Sporting plays Saturday, 7:30, Sarah and I are at the game. They go to halftime. Everything's fine.
Yep.
You know, we're watching soccer. We love to watch soccer. And then we look over the scoreboard and it says, weather delay, please seek shelter. I'm like, well, there goes 30 minutes. So we go up to the concourse and God opened up the heavens and literally poured water all over the place. We ended up leaving once there was a mild break in the rain because I told Sarah, I said, your dad's not running to the car.
No.
Not running anywhere.
That ship has sailed.
But anyway, I was reading the newspaper article about it yesterday morning. It was a 2-hour rain delay. And they ended up losing anyway, and so now Sporting's out of the playoffs.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they don't even have a chance.
We were supposed to go to the Royals game last night, and it was cold, it was wet, and then they lost.
Okay, like, but speaking of this cold, man, it feels like fall today.
It's here.
It's amazing.
It's here.
I wore pants and a flannel.
I sat on the front porch sipping coffee this morning in my Stafford robe.
Please don't.
Blue Stafford robe.
I was wearing clothes underneath it.
You always say that, but I don't buy it.
Tomorrow, I'll take a picture.
Guess what else happened over the weekend? On Saturday night, one of my dearest friends, in the dark of night, in the rain, ran down to my house, said a prayer, and buried that statue upside down in the front yard.
Did you go with her?
No.
Why not?
I wasn't there. She just said it had to be done, and I was going by, and I thought, I'm going to grab a shovel, and I'm doing it.
In the rain.
Yes, she said she looked like
holding
a criminal.
Holding wood and steel.
Yes.
That's smart.
That thing went right on down into the ground. We had a showing today.
She almost went right down into the ground.
I will keep you posted.
Well, because you weren't the one that buried it, the juju is not there.
No, I disagree. Great because point. She is a very faithful, lovely, beautiful human being.
Now her house is going to sell just fine. Yours, however.
I feel like if I was there burying it, I would bring like the opposite of good juju. And be like, when was the last time you were in church? I'm like, well, when was the last time someone died?
Wow.
Well, I mean, you know, I'll go if someone dies.
Or get married.
Or gets married. But it's been a while, thank God. Knock on wood. Hmm. So I have a topic for you this hour that you don't even know is coming. And hold on to your hats.
I'm ready.
Sort of a warning to all of our people listening with aging parents. I don't want to call it a scam, but it is something you definitely have to be aware of that has never come up on this program in 13 years.
Okay.
I have someone very close to me who recently lost their mother.
Okay? I'm sorry to hear that.
Yep. Father is still living. And we were talking about this over dinner over the weekend. She said, do you know there are people that will go through the newspaper and look at the obituaries and then from there sort of prey on the widows? And let me tell you what happened.
For sure.
And I don't mean like they think you're going to be gone for a funeral, so they burglarize you, because we've heard of that happening. Mm-hmm. She said, my aging father, who was a professional for 50 years, let's say he was a lawyer, okay, has never been visited by so many new people in his entire life. Hmm. Scott, funeral was a couple weeks ago. And almost immediately,
who's visiting?
Almost immediately, ding dong, calls, emails. And what they think is happening is that someone goes through the obituaries. Mm-hmm. And let's say, Scott, you're married to a woman named Mary, and Mary dies. So the obituary would say, Scott, you know, sweet Mary has passed. She is survived by Scott Parks. Mm-hmm. Who was a lawyer, is a lawyer, you know, it'll say, or a doctor, or, yeah, you know, whatever. And it will say, Mary, the loving wife of so-and-so. People are looking at that. And if it looks like from Mission Hills,
yeah,
right? Are you following me here?
Yeah. It means you got money.
All of the sudden, she's talking to Dad. And Dad says, well, I can't meet you for coffee tomorrow morning. I've got an appointment at 9 a.m. And she's like, what appointment? Like, what do you mean you have an appointment?
Do you know who he was meeting with?
Yeah, someone was coming by for the second appointment, sell him solar panels on the roof of the house.
Not needed.
No, not needed. The recent widow, which, by the way, to put those solar panels on your house, doesn't it take like 40 years to recoup the cost of the electric bill?
And if you said he was 75, he's
probably 85.
Okay, I'm sorry. He will not recoup the cost in
any
his lifetime.
Of the cost.
No.
And it's tens of thousands of dollars to put those things up there.
Follow me here.
Hard to resell.
If you are a widow or one of your parents is a recent widow, she said, we never even thought about, you know, you worry about the Bitcoin scam and the bank scam. She said, we never even thought about this, that there would be so many people suddenly interested in coming over and having a chat with dad over coffee to sell him solar panels.
But why would it be the event, sadly as it is, of a death that would inspire someone to go knocking on doors? Wouldn't they knock on doors anyway?
Because you are lonely, you are grieving, and we are giving away too much information in that obituary.
Well, I think...
You'll get no argument there.
I think the scammers are already targeting these people. They're just more likely to respond because they're lonely and grieving.
Correct.
I mean, the rate of phone calls doesn't increase. They're just answering it.
Somebody wants to talk to me? I disagree. She thought for sure because you named the city. And look, you can live in Liberty or Lee's Summit and be a millionaire. But if you put down, you know, the widow who worked, you know, tirelessly 50 years in the cardiology department, who just passed away peacefully, surrounded by family in Mission Hills. Mm-hmm. Other people are coming out of the woodwork, Scott, like other widows.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you mean brown chicken, brown cow?
I think there's a side hustle out there for people who are looking through the obituaries.
Somebody in the text line says the solar panels average about $30,000 in install, and you still need to buy a battery setup to use when the sun is down. I don't know that that part is true, but I'm not going to
Let's just focus on the 30,000 part.
That's exactly
You're
right.
You're 85 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You do not need solar panels that are $30,000.
Even on a good month, and by good, I mean bad, where you're paying out the wazoo. Let's say it was...
I don't know, $400.
Let's make it 300.
Let's just throw that number out there.
Easy math. 30,000 divided by 300. You know, it's a really hot summer month. You would have to own those panels for 100 months.
Well, and that's not even truly accurate because, yeah, you have to use the electricity at night and on days that it's cloudy. And so you're still going to be paying your electricity bill.
Well, do the solar panels not store the energy they collect throughout the day in some sort of a battery?
Not if you don't have a massive battery setup like the texter was talking about, which is probably another 30, 40K.
I truly believe there are people out there who are just waiting to strike because of what Sam said. You are lonely. And it's not a scam. There wasn't a legitimate company that was selling this. So in that way, it's not a scam. Mm-hmm. But you are...
They're preying on people
in
their worst
moment. You are taking advantage of someone in their most vulnerable moment.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks. Hovering like vultures, waiting to take advantage of your older mom or dad during the worst time of their life after they lose their longtime spouse. And they read the obituaries wherever they're published nowadays, probably on websites for funeral homes.
There's a story about this from Erie, Pennsylvania. The Times News wrote about this. And a woman named Alice, and it says, after posting the obituary of her husband, Alice was inundated by letters and emails with offers that seemed shady. She got calls from real estate agents who wanted to list her home and help her downsize. She got calls from car dealers, one of whom recommended she trade her 4-year-old Lincoln with 21,000 miles on it for a new car with a 5-year, 50,000-mile warranty. She was told by others her house needed a new roof, a new paint job, a new air conditioner, and various charities have used her confusion to solicit donations. Then her husband's insurance representative called and wanted her to convert the insurance checks into several questionable annuities.
Let's go to Ashley in Kansas City. Ashley, hello.
Hey, guys. This doesn't surprise me at all. They've got a life insurance check sitting there. and these people are wanting to get their hands on it. I used to work for a bankruptcy attorney, and he actually paid a person to sit there and go through the legal notices and send people who had gotten a foreclosure on their house a letter about, hey, we can stop your foreclosure, file bankruptcy. Another part of this guy's job was to go through all the court cases in all the surrounding counties. There were 6 or 7 different counties, and send these people who had not paid their credit cards and had gotten lawsuits filed against them letters about, hey, stop a garnishment coming on your check. Come file bankruptcy with me.
But Ashley,
people are vultures.
Is that vulturism, or is that just being creative in selling your business?
Opportunistic.
I would not personally do it because I don't think that I could sleep with myself at night knowing that I had taken advantage of people in bad situations. If you can sleep with yourself at night and know that you've done those things, and I know that's phrasing there, but whatever. But if you can do that and live with yourself, then by all means, go ahead. We've just got to prepare ourselves and be smarter than the vultures and not put ourselves in those situations.
Okay. All right, Ashley, I appreciate the call. I'm not convinced, though, that if you're reading the legal notices and somebody's been foreclosed on, which back in the day, and I don't know if it still is, was published in the paper. It was public knowledge.
Yeah.
You know, it was embarrassing. Remember, they would list the marriages and then here's the divorces on the right side.
Here's the bankruptcies.
Is that necessary that you remind the whole city that my marriage just failed? But I don't know necessarily if somebody's home has been foreclosed on. Clearly, they're having financial problems, and for some of them, filing for bankruptcy might not be a bad idea financially speaking. And so we're offering, you know, are we being aggressive? Yes. But we're offering our services if it might be good for you. 913-586-7798, Gilbert in KCK. Hello.
I got a story that just rocked me when I heard it. It has to do with how vulnerable old people are. They become too trusting. At the end of the story is what's going to surprise you. A friend of mine was trying to reach her mother, calls her every day. Her and her sister couldn't reach her for 2 or 3 days. Finally got a hold of her and said, what are you doing? She said, you haven't answered your phone. She said, well, I got to go. Well, the mother was trying to rake up $3,000 or $5,000 to go pay somebody for back taxes, and she'd already paid them $3,000, I think it was. Here's the kicker. This lady and her husband had owned an H&R Block almost their whole entire life, and you'd think they wouldn't fall for the scam. But when you get old, you become vulnerable.
Or too trusting, like you were saying.
Or too trusting.
Yes. Yeah, because they should know. They know that the government doesn't come at you by those means, yet they fell for it.
Man, I'm telling you.
All right, buddy.
I was so mad for her when I first heard the story. And there's some humor in part of the story. She was like, okay, let's talk about this to her parent, right? Mm-hmm. They want you to spend $50,000 on solar panels for a house that you own that you're probably not going to stay in. And you know, once you start talking it out, you think, oh yeah, that probably doesn't make fiscal sense. But at the time, you have somebody stopping by. They bring you some chocolates.
They're making you feel good.
They're making you feel good.
Here's
the pamphlet. You know, this is going to save you money. No, it's not. It's going to take your money.
Yeah.
If you live to 135, it might save you some money.
Sam, where is that solar panel story that came in a minute ago during the break?
Somebody said that they spent $27,000 8 years ago. They've since made $6 in return.
And then somebody says, you all know nothing about solar panels, their cost and how they work. Then help us out.
No. He's 85.
Yeah, there's no need.
Years old.
Let the new young 40-year-old couple
pay for it. If I'm building a house and I'm in my 30s and this is going to be the last home that I own, you can talk to me about that all day long. You cannot knock on the door of an 85-year-old man who is grieving and say, hey, do I have a deal for you?
Yeah, I'd like to talk to you about your extended car warranty.
That is unethical to try to – because I'm not saying that solar panels aren't great. I wish that the states would use more solar energy, and less on coal burning, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not saying that at some point they don't pay back. What I'm saying is – and Dana said it first, but I'll repeat it – an 85-year-old man is never going to reap any financial benefit off of solar panels. And to try to pitch an 85-year-old man on solar panels and then make it sound like this is a brilliant investment for him is unethical and irresponsible. Illegal? Probably not. But it's unethical. And it's wrong. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott, here on KMBZ.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Coming up later on Data in Parks, the percentage of American adults, including millennials and Gen Zers, of course, that think Social Security will run out before they get to take it. And the number is very high. Also, he went missing in 1951 at the age of 6.
I'm obsessed with this story.
He's in his 70s now, and he has been found alive.
He was abducted.
Correct. And now his family has been... Have they been reunited?
Well, I don't know what you call that. His parents would be long gone.
Oh, yeah, it was his niece that found him.
Oh, I can't wait to talk about this.
It's a fascinating story, yeah. Back to the topic at hand. Tammy and Cameron. Tammy, hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
I love listening to you guys. You're great.
Thank you.
I was calling to say a couple... my dad died about 4 years ago, and... 2 days after we had had his services, my parents were in the process of having a house refurbished, and they had had some asphalt work done out in the driveway, and it was done by, they didn't know at the time, but like those traveling asphalt people
right.
that go around, hey, we got a couple pounds left, do you want it for this? And they had laid the base of the asphalt for the driveway. They were supposed to come back in a few months after it had settled and put the a coating on it, and that was supposed to be in the price of it. Well, like I said, after my dad passed, 2 days after his services, they came back and sprayed, we found out later it was just water on my mom's driveway, and charged her $4,500
no.
for it. Yes, and this happened in, it was in Missouri, and it was down south. And we had to hire attorneys to get her to get that money back. And as we were doing that, we found out that they had liens on all of their equipment from other court cases in Kansas, Illinois, and Oklahoma, where they were banned from doing business there.
That's called fly by night.
There almost needs to be some sort of service. And maybe it's through the funeral home, Scott, because think about it. That would be the one point of contact that almost everyone has after a death, okay? Mm-hmm. Maybe it's the funeral homes that as part of their checklist, when they're going over all of these things, you say to the adult children and to the widow, we just want to let you know that there are times, unfortunately, where unscrupulous individuals mm-hmm. will scroll through the obituaries and they will come knocking trying to make a quick buck, just so you know. Like, maybe you take 6 months before you make any major financial decisions. Like,
right. Don't spend too much money, but come over here and check out this $20,000 box
well,
we'd like
I,
to put your
I
husband
know.
In.
I know. That's a fair criticism, Sam. That's a fair criticism.
And if you want the extra plush, it's going to cost you an extra 10 grand.
However,
I don't think they're that expensive.
There's got to be somebody out there that would be a contact person after death that would say, hey, these people are out there. It's not necessarily illegal, although in Tammy's case, I feel like that sounds
that,
illegal.
That sounded illegal to me.
But you're not going to get the money back.
Well, let me ask you this. Because there are unscrupulous people out there, why not? And I understand the reason for putting out an obituary. It's for the people that are not, that knew and cared about this person, but weren't extremely close, that they might be able to show up. Because if you run in a tight circle with someone, they already know right. when the funeral is and where it's going to be held and when the services are and all that stuff. The obituary is more for the people who are on the outer tiers of friendship.
But wouldn't they know that by now from Facebook? Not that you want to make the announcement on Facebook, but we've all seen it. Like today, heaven gained an angel. You know, my sweet mother, you know, but most people see it now on social, not through.
Why not just put the barest minimum amount of information in the online obituary at the funeral home? Okay.
Yeah.
Scott Parks died today at the age of 77 from Western Shawnee.
Yeah.
And leave it at that. You know, services will be held here and here at this time on these dates.
Right.
And then because.
So they'll skip over that one because they're like, they're looking for Mission Hills. They're looking for, you know.
But they're also looking for survivors.
Oh, yeah.
What's the name of the widow?
Yep.
So that when we go knocking on the door.
Yeah, it's, survived by Betsy.
Hey, yeah. T, you know, sorry about Scott, blah, blah, blah. But, you know.
Your driveway looks like it could be repaved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leave all the surviving members out. And then if the family wants, the funeral home can do a big write-up for family members only after the services are held.
Yeah.
From the text line, a local funeral home warned us.
That's
okay,
good.
Good.
Yeah. Good.
Because there's something.
Because they don't want to be complicit in this.
And I don't know if it's the older generation. I don't know that the younger generations really care. But there was something about the well-written up obituary back in the day. And I remember when my dad died in 1998, he was 53 years old. And his mother, Doris, of course, was still alive. And Doris flew to Kansas City for my dad's funeral up at Leavenworth. And we're reading the Leavenworth Times. And there was this very well-written article about my dad and his career in the military and where he grew up and his love and adoration for my mother. And, you know, survived by his two sons, Scott and Steve, blah, blah, blah. They missed, I don't remember exactly what it was in my dad's obituary.
Yeah.
That they got just slightly wrong. I mean.
Just barely.
Barely. And my grandmother was furious.
Mm-hmm.
There was something personal about the obituary once that I don't think is still there.
Yep.
So just give us the basics. Dana Wright sadly passed away on blah, blah, blah. Funeral services will be Saturday, September 29th, here at 7 p.m. That's it. That's all we need to know. Terry in Liberty. Terry, hello.
I, sorry, Scott. I don't like your idea. We have used that obituary with all the information in it to help find my, and me, it helped me find my biological relatives. My dad was adopted, and I didn't know that I had all these relatives, and that's a piece of posterity that you leave behind, I think, socially, and I think they've done it for, you know, as far as I know, a long time.
Yeah.
How did your father's obituary connect you with people you didn't know existed at the time?
It listed their spouse, the kids, brothers, sisters, where it happened, you know, where they lived. That kind of led you to, you know, I didn't know people that was around me.
Well, I will tell you this. It was an obituary recently that led me to a dear friend who I grew up with in Fort Hood, Texas, who has no social media footprint whatsoever because he was in the service.
Okay, if you come across someone that has no social media footprint whatsoever, your first two thoughts are what? Be honest. You're dead.
Or they're hiding something.
Or they're in jail. That's it.
He's not, but I looked up his father's obituary, and sure enough, my friend's name is Patton Thurman, and survived by his son, Patton Thurman, and his wife, whatever her name is.
Well, now he's not hiding.
Right.
And, well, he flies for Southwest.
Wait out.
He's not
Patton Thurman.
He's not in the service anymore. He flies for Southwest. But anyway, I reached out to his wife on Facebook.
Yeah.
And she connected me with him. And we've had half a dozen great, long, reminiscent phone calls. And he says the next time he flies into KCI and has a layover, he's coming to spend the night at my house. I mean, we reconnected through an obituary.
Mm.
You know? Jess in Lawrence. Jess, hello.
Hey, the whole obituary talk had me thinking about a scene in Shameless where the water heater goes out and they look through the obituaries to find somebody that died when the funeral was, and they ran to the house and stole their water heater.
Great show.
And also, when my father passed away, she had numerous other friends of hers whose, you know, husbands had passed away and told her, don't make any decisions for a year.
Yeah.
Money-wise, even painting a room.
Yeah.
Or even moving pictures from here to here. No decisions for a year.
Hmm. All right. Jess, thanks for the call. All right. You too. Bye-bye. From the text line, some people don't have social media because of their jobs. That's true.
That's true. Or they're dead or in jail.
It's one of the three. It's one
witness
of the three.
Protection?
Ooh.
Yeah, for sure. Another writes, I do not have any social media, no Facebook, etc.
Also from the text line, when my mom passed, we left one of her sisters out of the obituary on accident.
Oh, well, that's awkward.
Survived by.
Sure, it was by accident.
And oops, we forgot D. She never really got along with that fourth child.
913-586-7798.
Hey, speaking of newspapers, because we're talking obituaries, I went through a bunch of old stuff over the weekend trying to consolidate just all of the stuff that in downsizing we don't need anymore from the big house. And I found an enormous stack of old, and I mean old, newspapers of historic importance. And we might...
Be careful how many times you throw the word old out, because my mom's older than some of these newspapers.
Browse through some of them when we get back. It's the front page of the day the war ended,
the next day. Franklin Roosevelt died.
Yes. The Topeka tornado. My grandparents kept that in the stack.
Okay. Yeah, that'll be fun. I will go through the list and read some headlines from old. Maggie's going to be waiting for you in the parking lot.
Do you know how much money that newspaper edition cost, by the way, back in the day? We looked it up last night.
I'm going to guess a nickel.
4 cents.
Wow.
Four pennies.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
All right, this is cool. I'm sorry. I don't care who you are or where you grew up. Going through these old, I mean, they're tattered, Scott. Old yellow.
Some are in better shape than others.
Old yellow newspapers.
I mean, these papers are elderly.
They are. These papers need the clapper to clap on and clap off.
It depends.
My poor mother, this paper I'm about to read from is younger than her.
4 cents for a couple of them.
3 cents if you bought it in Kansas City, 5 cents if you bought it, quote, elsewhere. Huh. This one's from April 13th, 1945.
It's my birthday.
Well, that's right. Gaining fast on Berlin, 9th Army spreads out along 100 miles of the Elbe, with the nearest spearhead being 45 miles from the Reich capital. And there's a picture of Harry Truman. Wow.
Listen to this ad. It just shows a woman and she's smiling. She's wearing a fedora. It says, attractive. Protect your teeth. Keep them clean and bright by brushing regularly with Revolution Tooth Powder, recommended by dentists generally. That's what this says. Recommended by dentists.
Most of the time.
Generally. And then there's an ad for donuts on the back for 15 cents a dozen.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, some of these are the Kansas City Star, some of the Kansas City Times. They were the same paper. Newspapers were so vital for information back then that the Kansas City Times was the morning edition of the evening Kansas City Star.
He got out of his car, and he's like old. He's like, I don't know, older than you, Scott.
Okay. I'll have everyone know I was not born when any of these newspapers came out. April 13th, 1945. Again, this is the Kansas City Times. Same date. Roosevelt dies. Truman goes in.
Yeah.
Other headlines are Truman takes office. That FDR was unconscious at the end. And the other headline here on the front page of the Kansas City Times, Nazi fall is imminent.
Here's another ad for a tailor, like a suit tailor, okay? It says, get ready now for the fall social season, for the fall ensemble. Come now, I will help you select the foundation that will keep you well-groomed, that will hide your bumps and bulges, and make you feel presentable in your best-dressed crowd. Don't embarrass yourself by neglecting this important duty to your wardrobe. And then it says, I give the best corset service in Cleveland. Okay, thank you. Thank you, sir. On Euclid Avenue, by the way.
They're hiding bulges. That's not a sir. That's a ma'am.
He's like, what if I don't want to hide my bulge?
Do it in.
A story here from the Kansas City Star. I'll read the date. December 8th, 1941. The headline on this paper, Congress moves swiftly to vote war.
Yeah. It's probably the day after
It was the day after.
Yeah.
It was the day after Pearl Harbor. The president calls for war. Cheers for his words. One of the other headlines. Heavy loss at Hawaii, rush to enlist. These are all the headlines on December 8th in the Kansas City Star. The dead and wounded stand at 3,000.
Wow. Mm.
They referred to the Japanese as the Nipponese back then.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Classified ads back then, you guys, one or two insertions, 35 cents. Help wanted women, beauty operator, housekeeper. Situations wanted, women. Listen to this in all caps. Companion. Light housekeeping and cooking. Can drive car.
It was a more simple time.
It's listed as companion.
Today we'd call that an escort.
Yep. And then my favorite, and I'm going to post some photos of this one. It says companion. Female only.
Very close companion.
The one that I don't want to say I love looking through, but God, it's just gripping to look through, is the front page of the Topeka Capital Journal the day after the massive tornado in 66. June.
It looks like a tabloid.
8th. It does. It's an insert. So they did a special edition with photos. And on the front, and we're going to post photos of this, it says the day the sky fell. And then there are several action photos of people running for their lives. There's a map of the terrain and also the path that tornado took. Remember, it skipped over Burnett's Mound and then decimated, what was it, the Montero neighborhood? And then there are so many photos of the walking wounded coming into the hospital. I mean, people were picking children up, Scott, and putting them on the back of carts to try to get them to the hospital after that tornado.
From the Kansas City Star, that was the evening edition, May 7th, 1945. Germany surrenders, war in Europe ends.
Yeah. You should take some of these and frame them, Scott.
Well, you know,
because I don't know what, I brought them to work because as a news organization, I thought people would find it interesting to kind of thumb through them.
I find this fascinating.
But I don't know, you know, it needs to find a home. Libraries already probably have copies of these things. Mm-hmm.
Or wouldn't know what to do with these. But, you know, when you brought in the one where it said Hitler died.
Yeah.
Nazis to fight on, I think, is the main headline. I took that over to Pedro on Johnson Drive and had him frame it for me. And it's in my office at home, but it's on the far left side of the wall because there used to be a bookcase there when somebody else lived there that doesn't anymore. What I might do is if I can have some of these is get, like, four of them all the way across the wall.
And put them on your wall. Absolutely. Yeah. Because you know what?
Because I love this stuff.
What good are they doing in the back of my drawer?
Yeah. And then here's the last one we'll read. Oh, this is too bad. This is from Tuesday, November 26th. It just reads, Eternal Peace for Kennedy.
Hmm. She kept Kennedy. Yeah.
Hmm. You know, I do keep old, they're not old, they're still new. But like when major events happen,
yeah.
I will keep the newspaper.
Like, do you have the 9/11 newspaper?
No, I don't think I do.
I had Oklahoma City bombing.
I've got the World Series and the Super Bowls.
Yeah, I had those.
I had those, and then we started a fire one night, and my son picked up the Miami Super Bowl.
It was a good-looking paper.
edition.
Very flammable.
Said, look, Mom, I got the fire to go. And I went, where'd you get the newspaper? And he goes, it was that one over there with Mahomes on it.
Former USC great is suing the NCAA for missed NIL compensation.
Oh, I'd have to mention that coming back.
The tangled web they've weaved. Quick break for the news with Dan Weinbaum. That's coming your way in 2 minutes. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.